Lesson 79, John chapter 20, Introduction. On the Sunday after the crucifixion, Mary Magdalene discovered the empty tomb and informed John and Peter, who then ran to the empty tomb. The resurrected Christ appeared to Mary Magdalene and later to his disciples. Suggestions for teaching. John chapter 20 verses 1 through 10. Mary Magdalene discovers the empty tomb and tells John and Peter, who then run to the tomb. To prepare students to study John 20, invite them to think about a time when a loved one or the loved one of someone they know passed away. What feelings might we experience when a loved one passes away? Note: help students understand the context of the scriptures. The context of the scriptures includes the circumstances surrounding an event recorded in a scriptural passage. Understanding this context will prepare students to recognize the messages of the inspired authors of the scriptures. It will also help students mentally step into each author's world as much as possible and see the events as the author saw them. To help students understand the context of John chapter 20, remind them that after Jesus died at about 3 p.m. on Friday, his body was placed in a tomb late that afternoon, and a large stone was set to seal the entrance of the tomb. The Sabbath then began at sunset. You may want to explain that before the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Lord's covenant people observed the Sabbath from sundown on Friday to sundown on Saturday. Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Joseph B. Worthlin of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Ask the class to imagine how the disciples of Jesus felt on that tragic Friday. Quote, "I think of how dark that Friday was when Christ was lifted up on the cross. On that terrible Friday, the earth shook and grew dark. Frightful storms lashed at the earth. Those evil men who sought his life rejoiced. Now that Jesus was no more, surely those who followed him would disperse. On that day, they stood triumphant. On that day, the veil of the temple was rent in twain. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Jesus, were both overcome with grief and despair. The superb man they had loved and honored hung lifeless upon the cross. On that Friday, the apostles were devastated. Jesus, their Savior, the man who had walked on water and raised the dead, was himself at the mercy of wicked men. They watched helplessly as he was overcome by his enemies. On that Friday, the Savior of mankind was humiliated and bruised, abused and reviled. It was a Friday filled with devastating, consuming sorrow that gnawed at the souls of those who loved and honored the Son of God. I think that of all the days since the beginning of this world's history, that Friday was the darkest." End quote. From Sunday Will Come, Ensign Orleona, November 2006. If you had been one of the disciples who were there on that Friday, what thoughts or feelings might you have had? After students respond, read aloud the following additional statement by Elder Worthlin. Quote, "But the doom of that day did not endure." End quote. Invite students to look for how the doom of that day did not endure as they study John 20. Ask a student to read John 20 verses 1 through 2 aloud. Invite the class to follow along, looking for what Mary Magdalene discovered when she arrived at Jesus' tomb early in the morning on the first day of the week, or Sunday. What did Mary discover? What did Mary do when she discovered that the stone had been removed from the entrance of the tomb? What did she assume? Invite several students to take turns reading aloud from John 20 verses 3 through 10. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Peter and John, who was referred to as that other disciple in verse 3, did after hearing Mary's news. What did Peter and John do after hearing Mary's news? According to verse 8, how did John respond to seeing the empty tomb? What did he believe? You may want to explain that until John looked into the empty tomb, he had not fully comprehended the Savior's declarations that he would rise from the dead on the third day. As John saw the empty tomb, he remembered and believed. John chapter 20 verses 11 through 31. the risen Savior appears to Mary Magdalene and later to his disciples. Invite a student to read John 20, verses 11 through 15 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for who spoke to Mary after Jesus and John left the tomb. In verses 12 and 13, who spoke to Mary? Who spoke to Mary in verse 15? Who did Mary think Jesus was? Invite a student to read John 20, 16 through 18 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Jesus instructed Mary to do once she recognized him. To help students understand the meaning of the phrase, "touch me not," in verse 17, invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Bruce R. McConkie of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Quote, "The King James Version quotes Jesus as saying, 'Touch me not.' The Joseph Smith translation reads, 'Hold me not.' Various translations from the Greek render the passage as, 'Do not cling to me,' or 'Do not hold me.' Some give the meaning as, 'Do not cling to me any longer,' or 'Do not hold me any longer.' Some speak of ceasing to hold him or cling to him, leaving the inference that Mary was already holding him. There is valid reason for supposing that the thought conveyed to Mary by the risen Lord was to this effect, 'You cannot hold me here, for I am going to ascend to my Father.'" End quote. From The Mortal Messiah, Volume 4, page 264. According to verse 17, what did Jesus instruct Mary to do? Invite students to imagine that they had been one of the disciples who heard Mary's witness. Ask students to answer the following questions in their class notebooks or scripture study journals. What do you think you would have felt as you listened to Mary? Would you have believed her? Why or why not? After sufficient time, invite a few students to share what they wrote. Remind them that some disciples struggled to believe Mary's witness. Invite a student to read John 20, 19 through 20 aloud, and ask the class to look for what happened that evening. What happened that evening when the disciples were gathered together? What important doctrine did Mary and the disciples learn? Students may use different words, but should identify the following doctrine: Jesus Christ overcame death through his resurrection. According to verse 20, how did the disciples feel when they saw the resurrected Lord? Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Joseph B. Worthlin. Quote, "In an instant the eyes that had been filled with ever-flowing tears dried. The lips that had whispered prayers of distress and grief now filled the air with wondrous praise, for Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, stood before them as the first fruits of the resurrection, the proof that death is merely the beginning of a new and wondrous existence." End quote. From Sunday Will Come, page 30. How can knowing that Jesus Christ has been resurrected help us as we grieve when someone we love passes away? Because Jesus Christ was resurrected, everyone who has lived on the earth will also be resurrected. Summarize John chapter 20, verses 21 through 23 by explaining that after Jesus showed his disciples the wounds in his hands and side, he commissioned them to do his work and said to them, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." Ask a student to read John 20, verses 24 through 25 aloud. Invite the class to follow along, looking for the apostle who was not present for that sacred occasion. Which apostle was not present when the other disciples saw the resurrected Lord? According to verse 25, what did Thomas say that he needed in order to believe? How did Thomas's response recorded in this verse differ from John's response when John saw the empty tomb as recorded in John 20, verse 8? Why do you think it was difficult for Thomas to believe? Invite several students to take turns reading aloud from John 20, verses 26 through 29. Ask the class to look for what Thomas experienced 8 days after he said he did not believe that Jesus had been resurrected. Instead of having students read, you could show the video, "Blessed Are They That Have Not Seen and Yet Have Believed," from the Life of Jesus Christ Bible videos to help students visualize Thomas's experience as recorded in these verses. This video is available on LDS.org. After Jesus allowed Thomas to touch his hands and side, what choice did he invite Thomas to make? Be believing. According to verse 29, what did Jesus want Thomas to understand? What principle can we learn from the Savior's teaching? After students respond, write the following principle on the board. We will be blessed if we choose to believe in Jesus Christ, even when we cannot see Him. Divide students into groups of two or three, and provide each group with a handout containing the following questions. At the top of the handout is written, "We will be blessed if we choose to believe in Jesus Christ, even when we cannot see Him." Question number one. Why do you choose to believe in Jesus Christ, even if you have not seen Him with your mortal eyes? Number two. What can we do to demonstrate that we have chosen to believe in Jesus Christ? And number three. How have you been blessed by choosing to believe in Jesus Christ? Invite each group to discuss these questions together and write their answers on the handout or in their scripture study journals. After sufficient time, invite a few students to share their answers with the class. Explain that although Jesus taught that we will be blessed if we choose to believe in Him, even if we cannot see Him, He provides witnesses as a basis for our belief. Invite a student to read John 20:30-31 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for why John recorded these events. Why did John record these events? You may want to explain that the word life in verse 31 refers to eternal life. What truths can we learn from verse 31 about the testimonies of apostles and prophets? Students may use different words, but should identify truths similar to the following. Apostles and prophets testify of Jesus Christ so that we may believe that He is the Son of God. By choosing to believe in the testimony of Jesus Christ given by apostles and prophets, we can receive eternal life. This belief implies that one will strive to keep his commandments and live true to that testimony. How have the testimonies of apostles and prophets strengthened your belief in Jesus Christ? Conclude by sharing your testimony of Jesus Christ. Encourage students to apply the truths they have identified in John 20 by determining how they will demonstrate their belief in Jesus Christ.